the bones away, but right before I reach the gutter, something happened in the way. Well, I...
Hello. Hey everyone, we're live on the air. It's January 18th. What is it, Stacy?
It's the 19th in the central time zone. It is the 18th in the Pacific time zone.
Okay.
So specifically, it is the 18th.
Okay.
So yeah, I'm Stacy. This is kind of funny because I think this is the 3-year anniversary of the first time that I was on Cacti Radio.
What? How do you know that?
Because I think I remember the date. It was a phone show that you could not attend. So, or you didn't want to do it. So I did it for you. It looks like January 2010.
Was I visiting Spessa?
It was Tuesday the 19th.
Was I visiting Spessa at the time and it was you and Akison?
No. What it was is you wanted to see if I could do a show, or I wanted to see if I could do a show before doing the fun show. So on the 19th, my boyfriend at the time, Matt, got me really, really high right before the show.
Hillock.
And I came on the show, and
that's gross.
I was so high, I couldn't even operate Skype, and I gave up. And I think it's still on
Ustream. So what was different exactly then?
Didn't you put it on Ustream? You like printed out a picture of me?
Oh, maybe. I don't know. I just uploaded a bunch of those.
And you put it on Ustream?
I uploaded a bunch of those tiny chat pictures, and it's got at least one of your old boyfriends in it. When I'm imitating him, I draw a mustache on my face.
Oh, yes.
And they're all on Phone Losers, on the pictures, the photos, Facebook.
You say one of my boyfriends, like I have like multiple.
Yep, that's because you've had, I don't know, 4 or 5 since that time.
No, I just had Matt and then my current boyfriend. Well, we broke up for a while. We got back together, so.
Oh, God, nobody cares.
Yeah. The other ones were not boyfriends, so.
Fine.
Makes me just a complete slut, so. Congratulations, Brad.
Just thinking we could do pranks, maybe?
Yeah, we should tell people what we just did.
I wish I could play it, but I can't because that's complicated.
Yeah, maybe we'll put it on. I'm going to, actually, me or Brad, because I lost all my files. I think Brad is going to start uploading some old fun shows and maybe some pranks and stuff. Maybe he'll put it up there, but...
Yeah, on your channel, on your YouTube, right?
On my YouTube, yeah.
I just started doing that for Legend, like, last week, or this week. He gave me his login stuff for YouTube, and I uploaded a couple pranks for him.
Oh, really?
Yep, on Pranky Calls.
Huh.
So I'm the new YouTube uploader now. That's my new job.
Yeah, you should get a job. You should be making money for this. But by the way, I remember Legend was posting all those 5-second videos of bullshit.
Yeah. He still does.
I wanted to have a war with him. I wanted to have a war with him and see how many crappy 5-second videos I can post, but I ran out of effort.
Yeah, it's a lot of effort to capture 5 seconds from your phone or whatever.
Yeah. But,
that's weird. I don't get it. It's like, it'll be like, you know, 9 seconds of him filling up a soda at the gas station. And he doesn't even label him or anything. What the hell, Legend?
It doesn't make any sense, so.
So we just called a Motel 6.
Yes.
And first we called a room. We called room 121. And we said, what did we do? We said we're the front desk, and we know they... You said you were the front desk. You know that they pooped in the pool.
Right.
And he got all flustered and stuff, and it was funny. And he said, I'm coming down there right now.
Yes.
And then...
Yes, we at first he kind of laughed.
Yeah.
He was like, I just got here at 9 o'clock. And I was like, well, you know, we have video footage of you here at 8 o'clock. You know, what time did you actually check in? Because at 8 o'clock, you know, we got footage of someone pooping in the pool.
And he was really good natured at first and laughed.
He was
amused by it.
But he was amused, but then he couldn't find his check-in papers. And I was like, you can't find your check-in papers. How the hell do you know what time you checked in? You need to come down here and sort it out right now. And he's like, yep, I will.
Yep. And he got there too fast because I called the front desk and I said, hey, I'm room 121 and I pooped in your pool and I'm sorry. I just don't want any trouble. You know, apologies. And he didn't really believe me. But then you called back and we heard him come
right in. Because we heard the ding of the door and right before you hung up.
Yep, yep. And he sounded really pissed. He was all just freaked out in the lobby. And he thought, he said you were his wife. He's like,
yeah,
what?
I was like,
what's her name?
I was like, is my husband there from room 121? And he was like, I don't know. And I'm like, can you ask? And he goes, are you from 121? And the guy goes, I sure am. And he's like all pissed. How did he do it, Brad? I can't even do it right.
I don't know. It's such a long time ago.
He was like, I sure am. And then he tried to get me to say what my name was, but I, because he goes, your wife.
Sorry.
Hello?
Sorry. We're still here.
Oh. Your wife is on the phone, and he goes, what's her name? And I'm like, oh, crap. Yep. So I told him that he hit me. And I was too scared.
I don't want to tell him my name because he hit me and he might hit me again if he figures out that it's me.
And then Brad called him back because he told us we were full of shit.
Yeah, and then it just went stupid. Just a bunch of yelling and he knew we were full of crap.
And Brad, you said you were from the corporate office.
Yeah, we were watching on the cameras. He's like, our cameras don't work that way and... blah, blah,
our
blah.
Computers don't work that way.
I'm
he
calling
said
the police.
Yeah, he promised he would call the police on us if we ever called him again.
Yep, let's call him.
Okay, who's gonna talk?
I could just apologize.
Yeah, you could call back and say that you just called. Maybe you could say you called the police on him. And they're on their way?
No.
No?
Oh, hello? Hello? Oh, it did that before. It picked up, but it didn't really pick up. Unless he's just sitting there listening.
I didn't know you already called him.
Yeah. Well, it didn't ring at all.
It's so terrible. He's like, I'm on to you motherfuckers.
I'll just apologize for the prank.
Okay.
He's probably afraid to pick up.
I'm muting. Ask him why the police are at your apartment.
Be like, the police are outside. I don't want to answer the door. Can you please call them and tell them to go away?
I'm really sorry.
Thank you for choosing Motel 6, Chicken Carry. This is Jory. May I direct your call?
Hey, my name's Roy. I called earlier. I pranked you. I'm sorry. I just want to apologize. But the police are here. Can you please tell them that I don't want to answer the door and just tell them to go away? Because I didn't think you'd actually call them. So just call them off, please. I don't want to get
in
trouble.
There's nothing I can do, sir.
Come on, please, just please call them off. Please. Are you did you hang up? He's gone. He feels so smug now. He thinks he really is like...
God.
That'll show them to prank.
What a jerk. There's nothing I can do right now.
It's out of my hands now.
He sounded almost like
smug.
Yeah. Well, there's nothing I can do now.
Did you post on Facebook that we're on?
That what?
Did you post on Facebook that we're on the air?
Yes.
Oh, yeah, I see it now.
Is anybody listening?
Oh, yeah, we had, like, there's 36 people on right now between Madhouse and Cacti, or Madhouse and Phone Losers. It's no longer Cacti.
So what do you mean between Madhouse and Phone Losers? Oh, you mean the two different websites?
The two different streams. We're broadcasting on two streams.
Oh, wow. We're double streaming right now.
Yep. That sounds dirty somehow.
Yes, it does. So for the Facebook people, you can get on Facebook, on my Facebook, which is omghacks.net. And on that post that I just made, if you comment in there, you can comment for us to do certain things. And we'll do them.
Within reason.
Within reason, yes. Because we don't, I'm not on Tiny Chat right now. And, yeah, if you have any comments or suggestions, just put them in there.
I'm on Tiny Chat. So, I'm ignoring everybody.
That's on Tiny Chat. What is that link, Brad?
What link? Oh, tinychat.com/goawayPLA.
I'd get on Tiny Chat, but it's probably going to crash my computer, so...
Here, I'm going to post that we're on the stream on Cacti, even though Cacti doesn't exist.
Oh. I'm just going to wait while we do that.
Yep.
I can hear you typing.
Typing on the air. Good times.
Yeah.
I want to call customers of some sort. Are you up for that?
Oh, yeah.
It's just like we're trying to do Jiffy Lube. Like, what time is it in Alaska? It's going to be, like, at least, 8:30 there. So.
Okay, we should call, like, restaurants or something. No, never mind. I was going to say we should call restaurants and ask if, like, my wife or my husband is there, by going on Twitter and seeing that, when people post where they're at.
That's a lot of... I don't know. It takes
a
long time.
A lot of
time.
Research.
Yeah, it takes a long time to get to one, to find one finally. We could, though.
Yeah.
We could. Yeah, we could do that.
That takes so much effort, though.
Yeah,
so...
I think there's a way to search on Yelp. Like, the people on Tiny Chat in the mornings have been doing something with Yelp lately. I haven't been on their conferences in a while.
Huh.
I don't know. They do Yelp stuff, and they've been doing security camera stuff.
We could just call, okay, so we have, like, Walgreens, they're open, yeah. Some CVS's are open.
Well, our latest thing is Walmart Tire and Lube, and I bet you those might be open, this late at night.
I think they have hours, like, till 10.
Yeah, but, Alaska.
Oh, okay.
If you want.
Yeah, go for it, man.
Okay, Walmart. But the first 30 minutes of our show is just going to... Well, maybe not 30, but it's going to just be us getting numbers. I guess I could just get, like, 5 numbers and hang up.
Yeah, you could just tell them that, you need to know the numbers of the people that are currently getting their oil changes to do a survey or something.
Mm-hmm. Or previous and then, in the day.
I was thinking the current day. That way we can call them and tell them we screwed up their car.
Yeah, well, yeah, the current day. You said, like, right now.
Like in the store.
What are the odds?
That's true.
I don't think my oil at Walmart. That's retarded.
Well, yeah, it depends on how big of a city you're calling. Yeah. I'm sure they'll say it when they answer.
Oh wow, give me one in Canada. What's the province that's YT?
IT?
YT, the state code.
YT.
Yucatan,
Yeah, that one.
We don't want that. British Columbia, though. We've had good luck with Canada customers. I know we did.
That's good. I never thought Canadians would be so...
Oh, this is BC, though.
Thank you for choosing your new Westminster Walmart Supercenter. If
nice.
You are calling from a touch-tone phone, you may choose one of the following options.
I should just call Hawaii.
While we transfer your call.
I haven't done Hawaii entire week yet. I bet you even if they've passed memos, like on the photo department and layaways and all that, the Tyron Loops is still going to work. They don't get those memos. Maybe.
Thank you for calling the assistant to Walmart. I'm going to help you.
Hi, is the Tyron Loops department open right now?
Oh, no, they don't.
Oh, is there's nobody back there even? They get the phone?
No.
Oh, damn it, motherfucker. Shit.
So, you want to play the game we used to play? The cuss transfer game, or the what do we call it? We put them down and see if they still transfer us.
Yeah.
The transfer game, and then whoever gets the most transfers wins.
I'm gonna mess up our chances of getting transferred to the tire place. Tire and Loop.
Thank you for calling the Walmart Tire and Loop Express.
It never works at night, though, because they're so understaffed at night.
Oh.
I'm shooting down all your ideas.
That's okay. I'll just sit here and let you have ideas.
You just mute yourself and let me do a show, okay?
Okay, cool.
I bet this Walmart in Hawaii, that like anything that comes in late at night, they're like, oh, fuck, this prank call. They've got to be open at 7:30 there.
God.
Time to call pizza places.
Well, I think I'm going to go to bed now.
Okay, it's been a great show with you. I'm glad we were able to do.
We should call Rappy.
Oh, he's busy now. He's it's just like you. You know, he gets a girlfriend and he just disappears from the world.
Oh, come on.
He doesn't have good internet where he is.
I did not get a girlfriend.
He doesn't have good internet, and he doesn't have good cell phone coverage, so it's really just not easy to get a hold of him these days. We gotta get some prank calls going before we get a hold of Rappy. Before we try Rappy, I mean.
Well, you just told me we're not gonna try Rappy.
Well, no, we can try Rappy. He changed his number, too. And he has, like, two different numbers, and I don't know which one is which. And I don't want to end up getting his girlfriend, because I don't even know her.
Well, alright. Well, let's just call a different Walmart. Don't give up so damn easily. What happened to you with your old age?
Well, that was the only one that's open. I mean, that's the only one that had the Tire and Lube in Hawaii.
That's the only Walmart that's open.
Well, that would be open early enough.
Yeah.
I don't know. How about a Sears in Hawaii?
Okay.
Is that okay? Sears portrait?
Yeah. Go for it.
Looks like we have two. I don't remember. Like, I did these a month ago, and I don't remember if I did Hawaii. I probably didn't. I think I did middle of the day stuff.
Well, I mean, they probably don't remember.
Yeah. They're minimum wage.
I'll mute myself.
Why?
You're not, so you can get your work done.
You're not loud. You're fine.
Oh.
Since you hooked up a real microphone. You should just do the call. You should say you're in the corporate office and get the numbers.
Okay, I'll do that.
Really?
Yes. Probably close at 6. Jerks.
I'm sorry that we missed your call. Please leave your name, number, and a brief message, and we'll return.
Wow. What is that?
I think the portrait studio girl is about 8. You know, even though we haven't done any pranks yet, like all the time we've been on the air, we suck less than Friday Night Cranks.
Wow, that's good.
I listened to them earlier. It was awful. I lasted like 10 minutes into their show.
They had like one YouTube video that was funny.
Yeah. Well, YouTube videos can be alright, but it's surrounded by 2 hours of crap.
Thank you for calling Sears Portrait Studio. I'm sorry that we missed your call.
Is that the same one?
It sounded... No, it was different phone numbers, but yeah, she did sound like she had the same type of voice.
So, I just tricked everyone on Facebook into thinking that I joined the video chat room Cactus Cactus by just sharing a link from someone else that joined.
Oh. Wait.
Stacy Stack shared a link.
Why'd you do that?
By a Brent Westwood. So now everyone thinks I'm there. Sorry, guys. LOL.
Why does Brent Westwood think that room... I mean, that's been like... Well, I guess it hasn't been that long.
Well, I don't know who he is, but I just added him recently. Ah. Who's Brent Westwood?
Oh, he's I think that's Dirty Aaron from Madhouse. He does his own show. He used to do them on Saturdays.
Oh.
Carlito's kicking him out, taking over his slot.
Oh. Okay, because I know exactly who Dirty Brian is.
Dirty Brian. I know Dirty, me and Dirty Brian go way back.
Yeah. Okay, so how about we call...
Well, we don't want to do pizzas. Like, I think you agree with that, right? Because I'm kind of burnt out on those. I mean, I'll do them. They're always funny.
Okay, so I think we should still call motels and do pranks like we do with apartments.
Okay.
Because we're really failing on the other stuff.
Okay. Motel 6, Hawaii. They don't have them there, apparently. Motel 6.
I think it's time to say that we flooded our room with the fountain we just installed.
Oh, come on. Should we call a room first and see if they can get through? See if we can... see if they exist. See if there's someone in the room.
Sure. Yes.
Thank you for calling Motel 6, downtown San Francisco. If you're not the extension of the prior you're calling, please dial directly. Or dial 0...
I'll do the same room number.
Please hold. There may be a silence while your call is transferred.
That was weird. There was no...
There's a bunch of 8-year-old girls working at places.
Yeah, it's like the third in the row.
Is that Hawaii?
California.
Oh.
So you want me to do this? I'll talk to the room and then you talk to the front desk and tell them crazy things.
Okay.
Just so I can get the person's name.
Okay. There's no one in there.
Thank you for calling Motel 6, downtown San Francisco. If you're not the extension of...
Please hold. There may be a silence while your call is transferred.
Q. Ken's in Tiny Chat. He's saying I'm catfishing. I don't understand.
You are catfishing or he is?
I am catfishing.
Hmm.
Thank you for calling Motel 6, downtown San Francisco. If you're not extension of the prior calling...
Please hold. There may be a silence while your call is transferred.
123? 120. Oh, damn it.
You've got to memorize the column that each tone makes. I mean, the tone that each column on the keypad makes.
I thought I did.
It goes low, medium, high. And that'll get you in the right column at least. And then you gotta work on going down the list.
Okay.
I'm not very good at it. I can tell the difference between 1-800 and 1-900.
Mm-hmm.
And stuff like that.
Thank you for calling Motel 6 downtown San Francisco.
God damn it, Brad. Or RBCP, I'm sorry.
Oh, I don't care about that stuff. That's just you. Wait, I want to read...
Sorry, I was just going to say, I've always wondered why on pin codes, like on pin pads, why they have each number sounding differently.
What do you mean?
Like when you put in your pin code into something, like at the gas station.
Uh-huh.
Oh, you don't pump your own gas. See?
No, but I know what you mean. I mean,
yeah. So that just made you sound like a total prick.
I don't pump my own gas. I paid 20 cents a gallon
Oregon,
extra.
Yeah, in Oregon, you're not allowed to pump your own gas. It's a law.
Yep.
Just for the people that don't know.
Yep.
So when you push a number on the pin pad, it makes a different sound. Each one is different.
But it's not.
So somebody could totally get your pin code.
Huh. I didn't know that. I've never seen that happen around here.
Mm.
But, I mean, really, yeah, I've not pumped a whole lot of my own gas these past 7 years.
Oh, there's another conference going on that we got invited to on Skype, and they're posting their who they're calling. We should call them at the same time and say that pranksters are calling them.
They invited me to.
And warn them.
Yeah. We gotta wait for them to add a number and then we call it quickly. And interrupt their calls.
Yeah.
It's just Dark Stranger. Who cares about her? And Death Fox.
Yeah, what a bunch of assholes.
Yeah. They invited me too, so I can see all this.
I think I'm gonna leave.
You're gonna leave? You're gonna go join their conference?
No, I'm going to leave their conference because I don't need these.
Oh, I see.
Yes.
Oh, that Motel 6 I just called and struck out on again. There's a review posted on Google. It's like, I'm going to read it. Okay. So me and my boo Ray Ray go down to this city every couple week for some business. it sounds like a businessman, right?
And right.
We decided to change the hotels because Ray Ray's cousin, Ray Vaughn, was working there one time. And we all just... like bees all confused and stuff. So anyway, when we got there, he spelled it there that time, Letitia, Ray Ray's sister, is like at the front desk, and then we's like crying and stuff. So anyway, to sum it up, Ray Ray and Letitia got in an argument at this hotel and the police came, so we mad as hell at them now. Don't y'all be going there. I'm gonna say that was helpful as a review.
That was real helpful.
That's got to be fake. That can't be real. I mean, it could be, but I hope it's not.
Hmm.
Okay. Let me just get another hotel in Mammoth Lake, California this time. I can't believe Motel 6 keeps this automated system on. you know,
the other guy said he was turning it off.
Yeah, but that only after a prank call. You know, it could have been Dex calling.
Hello, and thank you for calling Motel 6 Mammoth Lake. If you know the room number of the guest you...
What? No, I only got to type in...
Thank you for calling Motel 6. This is Sheila. Can you hold, please?
Oh, sure.
Thanks.
Should I just do the thing and say I'm in a room?
Yeah, go for it. Is she coming back, or?
I hope so. You think they could at least program their systems to recognize what a Skype number looks like, and when a Skype number calls in, don't do the automated thing? That would make a lot of sense.
That would be too much work.
Not really. But really, after all just thousands or a million or whatever, all the dollars and damages that Dex has done, it should just be like a nationwide rule. Don't ever use that system again. Don't you think? I mean, I don't know.
I mean, I don't, they probably don't report it as, you know, I don't know. They probably don't get enough prank calls to actually report it.
But there's been a lot of...
You know what I mean?
No, there's been a lot of Motel 6s that happened to, though. It's not just the ones in the news. Like, I listened to Dex's show, like, 3 years ago, and he was just rapid-fire calling Motel 6. It was only Motel 6, and he got, like, almost all of them to do the fire, you know, to pull fire alarms.
Oh.
And that was just the one night that I listened. He did it a lot more.
Well...
Listening.
I don't know.
There's 49 people listening to us not do anything at all.
Wow.
Suckers.
Next time you guys are like, hey, Stacy, why don't you ever do prank calls anymore? Why don't you do prank calls anymore? Please, do another show. You're going to remember this and be like, oh, fuck, never mind.
What were we thinking?
Yeah, please don't do another show. Fucking boring.
I've been playing music the whole time too. I forgot about that.
Wait, you've been playing the phone music in the background?
No, it's... It's been playing this.
What the fuck, Brad?
So it's a good thing no good pranks happen, because music's been blaring in the background the whole time.
Are you going to turn that off? Can they even hear us?
No, it's louder for us than it is for them. That's why I keep it turned off. Something's wrong with the volume levels. It sucks.
This is boring. Let's call that Motel 6 that we pranked earlier.
No. No.
Why not?
Because we've called them like 7 times now. And
so?
He's going to be star 3-2-ing me.
Oh, what is that?
That's what Dino Alderman calls star 5-7.
Oh, okay. Well...
Okay, here, I'll call another motel.
Okay.
We picked a bad night to do this.
We did.
Maybe we can get a room this time.
Thank you for choosing Motel 6. How may I help you?
Oh, hi. I'm in a room here, and we have a little problem.
Okay.
I pulled up a corner of the carpet and, like, pulled up pretty much half the room of the carpet.
Why?
And there's...
I'm listening. Go right ahead. I'm sorry.
Oh, no, I'm sorry. There's a door under the carpet. Do you know where it would go to? Like, is there a basement here?
Okay, what room are you in?
Well, should I say? Am I going to get in trouble?
Well, I can't help you out unless you tell me what room you're in.
Well, is there a basement here, or did there used to be? Because it looks kind of old.
Can you just tell me what room you're in?
It's on the first floor.
Okay, I don't know of a basement, or I don't know of a door. I'm not from this property. I have no clue.
Is it a new property, or is it like really old?
No, it's. I suspect it's where they keep all the bodies of people that don't pay. No, I mean, honestly. I'm trying to be funny. I have no clue what you're speaking of. I really
funny
don't.
At all.
And so what room is this, anyway?
I'm staying in a place that jokes about killing their customers.
Okay. He said he's not from this property. Where the what? Well, is he just some random guest in the lobby?
He probably just works somewhere else normally. Hey, we got to do that one for apartments. We got to say, yeah, we...
Yes. And we need to do the sex dungeon, too.
Oh, I got it. I was going to give an idea, but I'll go ahead and say it. We got to say we pulled up the carpet, we found the door, we went down in there, and then say, now, let's say, like, I found something that's worth a lot of money. Do I have to split that with you? Make it sound like there's a big treasure dungeon.
Or even better, be like, hey, I'm trapped down here. What room are you in? I don't remember. My check-in papers are up there.
We should just do that all night. Secret doors on the room.
Okay, I'm going to do one too.
Okay.
Okay.
Let me go down to the next one.
Okay.
That was in Palm Springs, California. Now we're going to do San Luis Obispo. I don't know how to say that.
Okay, I don't know either. I need to take a break soon.
You gotta pee?
Well, something like that. Not in the bathroom. Huh? I'm sorry. I ended up pulling up. Are you there?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm not in the bathroom right now. I was in the main room, and yeah. I pulled up a little corner of the carpet because my cat was peeing on it.
Okay. What room number are you?
Well, just let me finish my story, goddammit.
Oh, I'm sorry. What happened?
So, I pulled up part of the carpet, and there was, like, a door.
A door.
Yeah. And somehow I ended up down here. I don't know how to get out.
Where are you?
I'm under the room.
What room number are you in?
I don't remember. I don't remember. My check-in papers are upstairs.
What's your last name?
The room's not even under my name. Somebody gave me this room.
Oh, so what's the person's name then?
Do you remember me coming in earlier with someone?
Not really.
Because I don't know what his name is.
Oh, just earlier?
I was hoping you remembered. What are some of the names of the people that checked in recently? Hello?
Yes. Well, I can't really give people's names out, so...
Well, I don't know him. I just know him as John.
As John. John? What did he look like? The last person that just checked in.
No, it's not the last person.
What was that?
It was like maybe like 5 people ago.
5 people ago.
Can you just tell me, like, what this door goes to? Because I don't...
The store? We're not in the store. The door.
There was a door in the floor.
There was a door in the floor. Well, I know that there's no door anywhere, because...
Have you lifted up the carpet in all of the rooms?
Yeah, I used to do maintenance with them.
Really?
Yeah.
You lifted up the carpet in every single room?
Yeah, we used to, like, change carpets, you know?
No, you didn't. You're just saying that.
I'm not saying that.
I don't believe you. Do you have some sort of certification or something?
What was that?
Do you have some sort of certification?
What kind of certification?
Like, how do I know you actually did that?
I have vocational, or I guess not vocational, I guess vocational apprenticeship.
God, you're so boring.
Hmm?
Nothing. So where does this door go to?
I don't know, just follow it, I guess. That's all I can tell you.
Okay, I'm going to try to get back up there. What's your name?
Huh?
What's your name?
Kyle.
Kyle. Hey, who was the last person that checked in? Do you have their phone number?
No.
Maybe I can just call him.
Nope, I do not.
And he'll tell me what room I'm in, because he knows.
Well, who'd you just check in? Because I just kind of, like, it was a change of shift. So what was the person's name?
The person that I checked in with?
Yeah. I only
know him as John.
As John. What did he look like? Because I can ask the person that was here before me.
Who was there before you?
Huh?
Who was there before you?
Well, I can't really say, but, like, could you describe him, and then I'll go ask him. I'll, like, call him.
What do you mean you can't say?
Well, I'm not allowed to, like, tell people's names. I can't.
You just gave me your name.
Mm-hmm. Well, because that's my own, at my own risk, I guess. But, yeah, it's like I pretty much, like, I'm rightfully giving my name up to another person.
I'm just going to pee all over the carpet and put it back.
Okay.
And he's gone.
Did he hang up or did you?
Yeah, I think he did.
Uh-huh. Okay. That was getting boring, like really fast.
I can't believe he knows. Like, what are the odds of that? That they would? He's been in every single room.
Yeah.
Replacing the
carpet. He was like, Actually, I used to do carpet in all the rooms. What? you want to play some music while I take a little break?
Can you tell the listeners what you're doing on your break?
Yeah, I'm going to make a phone call.
To who?
Before it gets too late.
To who?
To none of your business.
All right.
But I don't want him to go to bed, you know, too early.
So it's a him.
Yeah, it's a him. Oh, you know what we should...
I have the music turned off, by the way, during that call.
Oh.
Just so you know.
Are we on the air still?
Yes, we are. So do you want to take a
break
then?
Yeah, but I want to tell you something real fast.
Okay.
There was this guy that I was dating.
Of course.
A few months ago.
Date a lot of guys.
Yes.
We established that earlier, that you date tons of guys.
So he heard a few of the calls. And he heard one where you, Arby, was harassing, not harassing, but you were doing a prank call with an old person. And he goes, that is something I do not agree with. That could be the only person that old person has talked to all week.
I get that a lot on YouTube.
Yeah.
People like get really upset because I do so many old people pranks. But I think it's a good thing. Like, are we supposed to just not talk to old people? Are we supposed to just ignore them because we're afraid of hurting their feelings or what?
In one instance, you actually... There was like an old lady that was actually happy to hear from you, and you sent her a card on her birthday.
Oh, yeah, her. She was amazing.
Mean,
I hope I'm that cool when I'm that old.
Yeah. Do you think would it be a bad idea to call him?
Who, your boyfriend?
He wasn't my boyfriend.
Oh, well, whoever?
Yeah. And let him have, you know, see how, if he's pissed at you. Maybe he'll be pissed at me.
Well, yeah, for giving his phone number to a crazy psychopath that calls old people.
We should call him like tomorrow or something. Not now. It's too late.
Yeah. Well, wait. Why do you care?
Why do I care if it's too late?
He's not your boyfriend.
No, but I mean, I don't know. I still want to be respectful to people. Like, I was...
Say it
like,
to me.
He,
it's not you. It's...
For the longest time, I was trying to return his key. Because...
Oh, and he wasn't your boyfriend, of course. He was...
I pet-sit his cat.
Okay, all right.
And I still... And after I was done pet-sitting, because it was just one weekend, it was like 2 or 3 days. After I was done pet-sitting his cat, I was like, here, you can have your key back. He was like, no, you should have it, like, just in case. Just in case what? Just in case...
We decided to start, you know, hooking up and...
Yeah, like, what do you mean? He wouldn't take it back. And, like, I kept trying to give it back, like, all the time.
You know, even though I'm making fun of you for that, there are two females that are just friends, always just been friends, but two females here in my city that have keys to my house. And that's just in case, you know?
Yeah.
But
I
no,
mean,
it's,
the only...
It's been... Oh, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Well, I didn't give him my key. But for some reason, I had his. And after we stopped seeing each other because he was getting really clingy, he kept...
You just said seeing each other, but you said...
We weren't, like, boyfriend and girlfriend serious.
Okay, but you were seeing each other, and then you were just acting like
we
I'm
were
stupid
because
you were just pet-sitting. It wasn't anything... Any relationship-type thing happening. Just pet-sitting,
right.
That's why I have the key.
We were dating.
But now all of a sudden you're seeing each other.
Okay, so anyway, I told you in the beginning we were dating.
Oh, I'm old.
So when we stopped dating, I wanted to give his key back, but I could never really arrange a time or anything. Finally, I arranged a time to come. I tried, like, so many different ways. I was like, I can just leave it somewhere. I can mail it to you. He was like, no, just come over and give me the key and leave. Well, he ended up having me come in. We talked for a while. He gave me a piano lesson. It was like...
If you know what I mean.
We didn't do any physical things. He was like, hey, you want to stay and smoke pot? I'm like, no, I really got to go.
I'm going to call up a girl sometime. Hey, baby, you want to come over and give me a piano lesson?
So, like, he was like, don't be a stranger. After I dropped off that key, I never talked to him again. Ever.
That's good.
And
this was last week?
No, this was like
2 weeks ago.
This was like around like a month ago.
Oh, okay.
I gave him his key back.
Never again, a month ago.
Well, he texted me on December 31st, of course. And he's like, so, what are you doing tonight? And I was like, oh, I'm just rolling around in some Black Cats with my girlfriend, and you're not invited. And he was like, you're so mean to me. I was like, oh my god.
That was
seriously, dude?
Pretty mean.
That was not mean. Like, I don't really want to talk to him. I don't know, but I don't think that's mean.
No, it's not mean. I'm just kidding around. Well, I mean, yeah, it's a little mean, but, you know, gotta let him know to fuck off.
I was just annoyed. So, that's the reason why I don't know if it's a good idea to call him, because then he's going to think that it's appropriate for him to start calling me again.
Someone in Tiny Chat, Alejandro, he's like, he had me come over, he taught me how to floss my teeth.
So, he did it to him, too.
Okay, so how long are you going to be gone? Well, how long is our break?
It's going to be about 5 minutes.
Okay, That's not bad.
Yeah. And then
we'll come back and we'll do more secret doors pranks.
Okay, and then I'm going to go to bed.
Okay, all right.
Well, okay.
Okay, 5 minutes, everyone, or 2 songs worth, whatever
two
that is.
2 songs. Okay.
5 to 10 minutes. No longer than 10. Probably more than 5. More like 5. Maybe 6.
Okay, start
maybe
typing
like
on Skype.
And a half.
Start typing on Skype when you want me to come back.
Okay, all right.
Okay.
Okay.
Just so indie rock, it's almost to die. You need SPF 45 just to stay alive.
Okay, we're back. Hi, Stacy.
Hi. I'm getting tired.
I was playing Katy Perry. I'm still playing Katy Perry. I'll stop. Because that's the only artist you ever liked before, ever.
That pretty much is the only artist I like.
I remember during the fun show, it was Katy Perry or that Suppose I'm Awesome or Backstreet Boys.
Oh, yeah, I love that song. I'm awesome. Yeah.
That's why I love the phone show so much, because I love my Backstreet Boys.
The phone show?
The fun show, I said.
The fun show.
You misunderstood me.
Okay.
Do you want to take this one, Hotel?
Yeah. Okay. I have to go to bed in about 40 minutes, actually.
Okay, that works. Okay. That sounds good to me.
All right.
Okay, here goes. They don't seem to
And thank you for calling Motel 6 South Lake Tahoe.
Should I do a room or just front desk?
The room number of the guest you're calling.
It doesn't matter.
At any time.
121.
Okay.
It's my favorite number tonight.
How many listeners?
There's 51 right... No, no, sorry, 41 right now.
Wow.
So it hasn't changed a whole lot.
Sorry, guys.
It's okay. We're warming up. It's been a while for us. Some guy named Mark Baker is messaging me on Facebook and begging me to let him call in. But you made the rule saying that nobody's allowed to call in, so it's all your fault.
It's my fault. Blame me.
But I don't feel like talking to anyone anymore.
Hello, and thank you for calling Motel 6.
I'm going to hit 0.
South Lake Tahoe.
It's been a horrible night. Like, everything is just like this. All right. Let me try a different one. I don't understand.
It's so bad.
Well, should I just get out of California? Maybe, like, Utah or something?
Yeah, sure. Whatever makes you feel, you know.
I'll pick one.
Whatever makes you feel better.
Okay, I'm doing Utah, and it's right on the Interstate 70. So that's got to have business. They're probably just sleeping behind the front desk or something.
It's probably just the same. Yeah, let's fuck California.
Hello,
let's try Utah.
Thank you for calling Motel 6 Green River.
So room or 0?
Room number of the guest you are calling.
The room first.
121.
Okay.
I hear an echo from them.
Oh, wow.
Shit. Okay, I'm going to dial 0 this time.
Okay.
I can't wait to do these on apartments, though. To say there's a secret door we found.
Hello, and thank you for calling Motel 6 Green River.
Is that really low for you?
Yeah. Huh. I think I gave you that idea when I told you about the sex dungeon.
Yeah.
About how we're going to construct a door. And make a little dungeon, and we need to rent the apartment below us.
Thank you for calling Motel 6 Green River. This is Jimmy. May I make your reservation?
No, hello. Actually, hello.
Hello.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay, your volume's really low. Hello?
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 Hello? Hello? Do you say anything except hello?
Yes, hello?
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 How can I help you? Hello?
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 How can I help you?
Cactus?
How can I help you?
Cactus?
Should we just hang up because he's so low? I mean, it's...
Hello? Cactus?
Yes, this is Motel 6, Green River.
Hello?
Okay. Hello?
Hello?
You're so retarded, it's funny. Okay, I'm in room 121 right now. Are you there?
Okay.
Okay, I'm in room 121. And the people in room 221 are trying to get in my room. It sounds like they're
21.
Yes, I think what they've done is they've pulled up the carpet and they're coming through the ceiling. I can hear them. They have some sort of tool up there and they're trying to get inside my room.
Okay, for one, room 121 is not occupied.
Oh, shit.
Two, room 221 is nowhere remotely close to room 121. And there's nobody upstairs.
Wow. So just forget that I called, because I actually, I've been staying in this room without actually paying.
My switchboard shows this as an outside call, so.
Yeah, I'm calling you from my cell phone, dumbass. Look, I'm just assuming it's 221.
I don't need to be treated that way.
Excuse me?
I said, for one, I don't need to be treated that way.
Why not?
If you want this to be taken seriously, you will act civilly and you will treat me like a human being.
Hello?
Yes.
Hello?
Yes.
Why is there a third person on this call?
How do I know? It's on your end.
No, it's not.
It's not on my end. I'm the only person.
So I've got someone. I've got someone above me trying to get in, and now I've got someone trying to get in on the phone call. What kind of bullshit are you guys trying to pull right now?
It's got to be coming from your end. It ain't mine.
It's not my end. I'm on a cell phone. You're on a switchboard.
It's not my end. This is a landline. This is.
Did you say you're on a switch? You have a switchboard?
There is one line lit up. That is the one you are talking to me on.
Hello?
Yes.
Hello?
Yes.
Hello?
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 Yes.
So you're totally not listening to me. Someone upstairs is trying to get in my room, and it's really loud. They stopped for a little while so I could make this call. Hello?
Hey, I'll go check it out.
I'm in room 121. I'm squatting right now. I didn't want you to know.
Hey, I'll check it out. All right.
Well, now I'm here, though. You have to let me stay. If you come in here and I'm here, you have to let me stay because I have my stuff here already. I have all my stuff. And it's squatter's rights.
No, actually it's not. It's called theft of services, and I can have you escorted off by the police.
You know, no, you can't, because all my stuff is here. The police are going to know that I've been here. And I'm actually legitimately staying here.
Okay.
So I'm not going to let you in.
Here, I need your name, and I'm going to verify that with the manager.
No, no, no. I'm not going to let you in.
Yes, I do.
I'm not letting you in.
No, I need your name. I need your name, and I'm going to verify that with the manager.
My name is Stacy, but I'm not going to let you in. If you try to get in here, you won't get in.
Stacy what?
Excuse me, sir.
Stacy,
you're not
what?
Listening. It's Stacy Stack, but you're not
Stacy?
Going to get in. You can try as
Stacy?
Hard as you want, but you won't get
Stacy,
into this
what?
Door. Sir? Sir?
I need to verify
Hello?
The name. Stacy what, please?
Stack.
S-P-A-C-K?
Sure. Listen to me, sir.
I need to know how it's spelled, ma'am.
You're not going to get in this door. There is no way.
I need to verify this with the manager.
Do you have a key to every room?
I have to have the name. The manager will be aware of you being in the room. As long as
Do you have a key?
Yes.
as long as the manager says that you are allowed to be in that room, then I do not have a problem with it.
Well, the manager doesn't know I'm in this room. I've already changed the locks and everything. There's no way you're getting in.
Okay, there's no way you can change the locks on my doors.
And how would you know that?
Because I've worked here for 12 years.
What do you mean I can't change the locks? All it takes is a screwdriver.
You're obviously not staying here then. Because if you were, then you would know what kind of locks I have.
I know what kind of lock you have now on this door.
Yeah? What is it? What's the key look like?
Well, I told you I changed it.
What's the key look like?
It doesn't matter. It's a new one. It's just I just bought something at Walmart. Stuck it on this door.
No, these are completely different.
You're
locks.
Not getting
you
in.
You cannot change that. You cannot.
I had a maintenance man from another property help me. I paid him.
You cannot change that lock.
It's been changed. There's no way you're getting in here, no matter how hard you try.
You know, that just... I need to verify who you are.
Well, there's no verifying, okay? Because I've actually already told you that I'm not supposed to be here. So what are you going to verify? That I'm not supposed to be here?
I've got
to
verify with the manager.
I'm squatting. I'm squatting right now. Who are you talking to? Hello?
Hello?
Hey, can you tell me a little more about you? Stacy?
Hello?
Stacy?
Hello? No, my name's not Stacy,
sir.
Hi, can you hear me?
Yeah, a little bit.
Am I on speaker or something? I can barely hear you, sir.
I'm just trying to verify what's going on here.
Can you not yell across the room? Maybe just pick up the phone?
Hello?
Hi.
Just trying to figure out what's going on.
What are you talking about? My phone just rang. What do you need, sir?
Your phone just rang?
Yes, sir. Did you not need something? Because I really would like to go back to bed.
Okay, what room are you in? Because I just had somebody call the office.
Hello? Hello?
Hello?
Okay.
Hello?
Yes, this is the front desk.
Why are
you
calling?
Did you take it off? Huh?
Why are you calling me this late?
I didn't call anybody.
You're the front desk? You're prank calling guests or something?
Somebody called me.
I find this unacceptable.
Somebody called me.
Please don't call me again, okay?
What room are you in?
Hello?
Yes.
Hello? What was that all about?
I don't know. I don't know what is going on.
I don't either. I'm very confused right now. Why did I call you? Oh, yeah, because I was squatting.
I don't know why you called me.
Yeah, because I'm squatting. I'm in your room right now, and I'm not paying for it, and you can't get me. And who is that in the background? Can I talk to that woman?
That's my manager.
Let me talk to her.
There's some lady here on the phone that's saying she's in room 121, and somebody's trying to get into her room via the ceiling, ripping up the carpet and trying to come in from above. So, I don't know what's going on.
I don't know. I'll get Grandpa to please come down.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay.
Here, you heard that. Manager will be here directly. Okay. Thank you.
Huh? What the fuck?
The owner of the hotel is coming with her keys. Did you hear that?
Yes.
You should have told him, like, she's not going to come in.
I did.
Oh, I didn't hear if you said anything.
Yeah, I told him that I changed the locks, and he's like, you can't change the locks in these stores.
Oh, yeah, no, I heard all that.
Here, 12 years.
I just meant just now.
Oh.
It was hard to hear. That. What was with their phones?
I don't know, but I was thinking it'd be funny if every time he switched the speaker, you talked, and every time he picked up the phone, I talked.
Yeah, that was kind of, that really confused him when you disappeared.
Oh my god.
You should have said you had gotten into the hotel's wiring.
Yeah.
The phone wiring.
But I just wanted to act confused and see how confused he acted.
That was pretty amusing. Teehee. I'm playing this, oh, never mind. Okay, let's call another hotel.
Okay, one more.
One more? It's
yeah, like, I told you I have to go to bed in 40 minutes, and that was just 20 minutes just now.
Okay, yeah, so we can do a couple more. God damn it.
Well, I actually have to call someone back, so...
What? Let's call him back on the air.
No, I can't.
Why? Why can't you call him on the air? I can call him.
No. I feel like I'm under arrest here. Is this the same place?
Oh, no, this is different.
Oh, okay.
I hope. I'm just going to call straight to the front desk. I give up on getting a room tonight.
Okay.
Okay. Why does everyone sound like that? Okay, let me try another one.
He's going to be like, excuse me? You don't like the way I talk?
He's going to be like, hello? 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 Hello?
Yeah, the first hello. 10 minutes was hello. And I was like, and obviously he could hear me because I go, do you say anything else except hello? And he goes, yes.
Yeah, that's...
And he said something
hello,
different.
Hello, and thank you for calling
hello.
Hotel 6. Salt
hello?
If you know the
Cactus?
That guy had a lot of faith in security. Because he's like, you can't get through our locks, and I only have one phone line lit up, so it can only be you.
Thank you for calling Motel 6 in Midvale. This is Brenda. I can help you today.
Hi, I'm staying in one of the rooms here.
And okay.
We have kind of a little problem.
What room are you staying in?
Oh, I don't even know offhand, because I'm in like the basement right now.
Okay.
But we pulled up a corner of the carpet in our room, and we moved the furniture over and pulled up, like, just a gigantic piece of carpet, kind of back where the bathrooms are.
Oh.
And I need to know, like, do you know what this room is down here? Because there was a door, and we went down. We're down in the room right now.
Huh.
Like in a basement, a cellar type area, some kind of dungeon thing. It's like all brickwork. There's a really old door.
You don't know exactly what room?
I don't know offhand. I mean, it's on our door. I didn't bring any of this stuff down with me.
Huh. Okay, yeah, because I don't know how to help you there if you don't give me a room number.
Well, that's the problem. I can't get up to get the room number because I jumped down in this hole. The stairs were rotted away. So the stairs have, like, rotted away. They're just, like, lying all over the ground in here. So I just kind of jumped down, but now it's too high for me to jump back up. It's, like, 8-foot ceilings in here.
Are you sure you're calling at the right motel?
Yeah, I'm at the one here. It's, oh, gosh.
The one at Midvale?
Yeah, we're on Catalpa Road or something, I think.
Yes.
Yeah, we're definitely, yeah. But do you know what this room is? Because I only have my cell phone light. I'm looking around, and there's boxes and stuff. I mean, since it's in our room, would we get to keep the stuff that's in here?
I also need
help getting out.
Okay, let me try to find my security guard and see if he knows exactly where you're at.
Okay,
I'm on the first floor. I know that.
Okay, well, you don't know if you're close to the office, far away from the office, or...
Oh, geez, I don't know, because we drove around the building. Like, do you know which room has the basement cellar door in it with the stairs missing? Underneath the carpet?
We don't have basements, that's the thing.
Well, yeah, but I pulled up the carpet and there was a wooden door underneath the carpet. And we managed to pry that up, and then we jumped down in it.
Huh. Okay, well, give me a call back like in 15 minutes and let me see if I could get my security guard around there.
Okay, that'd be great.
Okay.
I mean, how's he going to know which... Does he know which room that has the door in it?
Give me a call back, like I said, in 10 minutes, and I'll send him around and let's see if he... When you call me back, try to make like some banging noises of wherever you're at to let him know that you're going to be making noises.
Well, there's a lot of space down here. If I knew which direction the office was, maybe I could get underneath where you are and start banging up on the floor.
Well, I wouldn't know. Like I said, just give me a call back in 10 minutes and we'll figure something out.
Okay, but you did say 15 minutes before, so now it's 10 minutes?
Now it's 10 minutes, yeah.
Okay, great.
Okay,
I'll call
no
you
problem.
Back Bye. In 5 minutes.
What the fuck?
That's got to be the freakiest thing for them. some guys in our basement that we don't have? Doesn't that just sound like just the most insane thing ever?
Yeah, I know. She was like, let me get my maintenance man.
Oh, a security guy. They're going to get the security.
Oh, a security guy. She, like, actually is going to go ask someone else about a door in a basement.
Do you know anything about hidden doors underneath the carpet?
She's actually going to go ask someone.
That's so great. I think you should do the same thing to this next one.
Okay, yeah, just do that real quick, and then we'll call her back.
Okay, because she said 4 minutes, right?
Yeah.
I wish I had something to make.
Yeah, thank you for calling Motel 6. How may I help you?
Hi, I'm Stacy. I need to know if you guys have any basements.
Any basements?
Yes.
Not that I know of.
Well, apparently you do. I don't know exactly how to get out. Hello?
Hello?
Yeah, do you have any idea how I can get out of here?
I don't know where are you?
Well, I was in my room and I started pulling up the carpet. And I noticed there was a door. Like a really old wooden door. Does that sound familiar?
Mm-hmm.
Have you ever pulled up the carpet in the rooms?
You shouldn't be pulling up the carpet in the rooms. Which room are you in?
It's kind of too late for that, don't you think? Yeah, so anyway, how do I get out of here? Because I'm not sure how much air is down here.
There's no Stacy checked in. So
I didn't use my name, dumbass. So anyway, so I was pulling up the carpet.
I think you have to try another one.
I'm not very good at this one. I brought a parrot with me and it's died already. I just saw that.
It just sounded funny because you said there wasn't much air. I want to call that one back in a few minutes and be like, you know, do you hear me banging? I think I'm underneath the office right now.
And then I can call and be like, yeah, I'm in room such and such, and I hear a banging noise.
Oh, that's such a good idea. That's the greatest idea ever.
We should do that now.
Yes, yes.
Before she gets someone.
Okay, hold on.
Okay.
Let me get the number. okay, hold on. Yeah, maybe, yeah, okay.
Yeah.
Here, it's, I'm calling it.
Okay.
Hello, and thank you for calling Motel 6 in Salt Lake City.
This might be hilarious.
Mute yourself, please.
I muted.
Thank you for calling Motel 6 Inlet Grill. This is Brenda. I can help you today.
Hi, this is Stacy. I'm in room, I think it's 101. There's like a banging noise underneath me. It's kind of freaky. Do you guys have ghosts in here?
You said room 101?
I don't remember. It's 10-something, but like a banging noise underneath me. It's really kind of scary.
Oh, jeez. It's because I had someone calling in that they fell to the basement from this motel, but, like, we don't have basements, and I'm trying to figure out where he's at. I really don't know. I'm trying to figure that out now. I'm sorry.
You have somebody fell through your floor?
That's what he's saying.
You know, they can sue the hotel for that.
Well, yeah, but he opened...
You guys are in big trouble.
Yeah, but nobody told him to rip off the carpet from the bathroom floor. So
I think I hear it again.
Okay, let me get half the security guy check it out.
Wait, is this safe? Do you think I should leave?
No, I don't think so. If you want to come to the front desk,
or maybe I should pull up my carpet and try to get down there.
No, I don't think so.
How did he get down there?
He just said that he was ripping the carpet from a room and he went through a floor, which makes no sense.
How did he? Yeah, this is kind of scary. Can you? How close is my room to the office?
Well, you said you're like in the 100s. I don't know exactly where from the 100s you're at.
Yeah, I'd have to look outside, but I'm kind of scared right now with what's going on. I don't want to look at my room number right now.
Okay. Well, the only thing I could do is just have my security guy go around and see what's going on. That's it.
Okay, I'm going to start pulling up my carpet and go down there. And, I mean, if he needs help, I don't know how much air is down there, you know?
Yeah, I know, but I don't think it's that. I'll just have my security check that out right now. I'm sorry about that.
That's okay.
Okay, then. Thank you for calling.
No, bye. Thank you.
Oh, shit.
She immediately was like, oh no, I think I know why this is happening.
So she's gotten two calls now, and neither of them have given her a room number that she can actually send security to. I'm surprised she didn't make you tell her your room number, you know?
I know.
why didn't she tell you to look on the phone? It's on the phone.
So it has been about 10 minutes since you called.
I wish we had someone else that could be another guest and be like, someone just broke through my floor.
We should have had people call in, huh?
Do you remember? No, fuck that. You remember that movie Blast from the Past with Brandon Fraser where the service elevator
uh-huh.
broke through the floor?
Yes.
I couldn't do that without laughing, no.
You had to mute yourself, didn't you?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I was cracking up the whole time. He came up through the service elevator and said, leave my elevator alone. So he was wearing one of those yellow radiation suits.
What am I going to say to her?
Say that you were calling back to see what the status was.
I wish I had some sound effects for service elevators.
I tried to bang on my wall. Did you hear it at all?
Oh, I'll say that you were banging. Like, somebody was banging back at me.
Yes.
I was banging on this. Okay, I'm going to call.
Ask her if she heard you at all. Because you think she's trying to, you know, communicate. Okay.
Hello, and thank you for calling.
This is so ridiculous. Okay.
Thank you for calling Motel 6 in Midville. This is Brent. I can help you today.
Hi, this is Roy. I called earlier about not being able to get back up the missing stairs.
Okay.
Am I below the office? Because I've been banging on the ceiling, and I heard someone banging back at me. Is that you?
No. I honestly, you've already scared someone, because she's saying that she heard banging noises, and she doesn't even know where she's at, and she's too scared to go outside. And like I said, I don't think we have basements around here.
Well, I'm definitely at this hotel. It was underneath the carpet.
Okay, so what's your name?
My name's Roy. But I found a service elevator.
What's your last name?
I found a service elevator down here. Can I take it up? Do you know where that would lead out to?
We don't have an elevator here.
No, it's like a service elevator. Like, it looks really old, like a miner's service elevator, or like maybe a bomb shelter. Is this a bomb shelter?
No, this is security.
Hi.
Can I help you?
Well, I don't know. I'm just trying to figure out how to get out, and I found a service elevator. But the stairs have been rotted out. We can't get back up the stairs, and it's like 8 feet deep down here. I'm thinking maybe it's a bomb shelter or something.
Okay, you aren't at Motel 6. You've got to be at a different motel, because Motel 6, where we're at, does not have elevators, and it's...
No.
The only thing it does have is stairs.
Are you not listening to me? It was hidden underneath the carpet. We pulled up the carpet, and there was a door. And we went down. We jumped down into it, but now we can't get out because there's no stairs leading up. And there's a bunch of old equipment down here. And there was,
what room were you in?
There were shelves. I don't remember. But there's all these shelves, and they're full of, like, saltine crackers and canned foods.
Well,
so
as far as I know, there's no. It's all built on first floor and second floor. There is no basement.
Yeah, but I mean, obviously, Motel 6 wasn't here forever, so there was something here before, probably. And apparently, they had some sort of a bomb shelter. But there's a service elevator. Do you know if I take the service elevator up, do you know where that'll come out of?
If there's a service elevator, it's not here because we don't have any elevators at all.
Well, it's working. There's electricity to it. So if I take it up, do you know where it'll come out of?
Not at Motel 6. I don't know where you're at.
Well, maybe it'll just break through the floor. Like in that one movie with Brandon Fraser? Maybe it'll break through the floor. But I don't know whose floor.
Well, if it breaks through, then you'll know where you're at because we don't have one here. The only other thing I can tell you is call the police so they can...
No, because then they'll find what's in my room, and I can't have that. So we need to not involve the police at all.
Well, I don't know what else to tell you, because I wouldn't know where you're at. There's no way for me to find you. Well, you'd have to be through the police.
You sound pretty useless. Can you put that lady back on, please?
Have you been sleeping on the job?
I can't.
Why not?
Excuse me. Have you been sleeping on the job?
I think you are doing a prank call, and if I could trace your call, I probably would have it done.
You
know where you're at.
You sound like you were sleeping on the job.
Is your tracing equipment going to locate me where I am underneath the hotel? Because that would be really useful. If you could trace the call, that would be great. Can you please do that for me?
The police would.
We really need to get out of here.
You can stop being a smartass. Well, we need
then
help.
Then you need to call the police. If you're really someplace... You think it's here, then you need to call the police because they're the only ones who can trace that.
Okay. Look, we're going to sue your pants off.
Well, I guess you're going to have to, because I can't keep you on the line doing this kind of thing, because we do not have an elevator anywhere.
Is that how you do your job as a security guard? You're like, oh, just get the police to help you. Can't help you here. Is that your job?
Thank you. We'll talk to you later. Bye.
That's just what
you...
No, I'm not going to do So if we call back, is it going to be him?
Wait. It's still there. Is she coming back?
No, he wouldn't put her on for me. No, she just hung up.
We need to call her back and tell her how rude the security guard is.
You do it and say you're my...
And then to bed.
She knows your voice.
It's okay.
Hello, thank you for calling Motel 6.
I sound different now.
If you know the room number of the guest...
Say we'd like to lodge a complaint against the security.
Thank you for calling Motel 6 in Midville. This is Brenda. I can help you today.
Hello, this is Michelle. I just had my husband call in about the trap door. That security guard was terrible.
Okay, and how do you know the security guard was talking to him?
Because I'm right next to him.
Okay, what's your guys' last name?
Roy?
Gerbil. It's French.
What?
You heard me. Listen, so you guys aren't willing to help us? Like, if you have somebody that doesn't check out in the morning, this is probably why, because you let them stay in the dungeon where there's no air.
No, the thing is that you're not giving us concrete information. So you're just saying it's Roy. We don't have anyone with that name here.
I gave you my last name.
We don't have a Roy here.
I didn't check on... Sorry, go
listen,
ahead.
Listen, lady, we booked it on Expedia.
They're not giving me a phone name. They're just saying it's
right. If you can't give us the phone name and phone number, then we can't talk to
them. Yeah, like, I'm sorry, you know, basically we can't do anything if we're not getting a phone name. And if you really need that help, just call the cops.
You never even asked us for a phone number. That guy's giving you stupid advice. He's a stupid man with stupid advice.
Okay, don't insult my security either. I'm not going to accept that.
It's not his fault that he's stupid.
Okay, I don't care. Honestly, I don't care. But if you keep at it, and if you're not giving me a full name, because I don't have any Roy in the system in the computer right now, then you're going to have to call the cops. And if you don't call the cops regarding of where you're at, then I will. Okay, I'm sorry. Thank you. Bye.
I don't think you know how to use the computer.
Computer.
Well, if she's trying to look us up, you know.
Oh no. It's the sad music.
Yeah. Well, that was a fun 2 hours of...
Wait, is this a different version of the song?
No, it's the same one. You just haven't heard it in so long that you've forgotten what it sounds like.
No, it sounds like kind of distorted.
Oh, I hope... Yeah, I don't know. Maybe we've been distorted this whole time. Well, that was fun. We have to do this again, like in the daytime, and do apartments, because I have a giant list of apartment numbers that we need to call through.
Yay!
And I take full responsibility for not being around when you wanted to call apartments, even though it's the lie.
Oh, me too. I
fault.
Take full responsibility, too.
Okay, I prefer you take it, because it's not my fault at all.
Oh. What did you learn today?
I learned that Motel 6 doesn't have basements, ever.
I learned that she really thought that there was somebody down there until that damn security guard ruined it.
Yeah, I wish they didn't have a security guard, because that would make it more freaky if she were there alone and there's people under the hotel.
I asked her if there were ghosts.
I love that call that you made where you're freaked out. That was good stuff.
I learned that it's all your fault.
Yeah. Well, that's weird, because I learned that it's all your fault that we haven't done apartment calls.
Yeah.
No, but really, like, I think maybe on the original apartment video that I put on YouTube, I told people to send in
their own apartment numbers and information. So I have this giant list of people who have done that. And they gave us extra information about the apartments. They told us what format the numbers are in and stuff.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
So I have one that did that, and she asked me for about 2 months if I had done the call yet, and I kept telling her no.
Oh, yeah. I've had to do the same thing to other people.
Yeah.
I've been like, yeah, fucking Roxy. Fucking Stacy won't do calls with me.
I love you, Brad. Good night.
I love you too, Stacy.
Okay, we're going to have phone sex after this.
I'm not afraid to say that anymore. I just say it now.
Aw. You're pussy whipped.
Yep.
After I hang up, I'm going to call you back for phone sex, okay?
Okay. I'll talk to you in 2 minutes.
Okay, bye.
Bye, everyone. Bye, listeners.
Thanks. Bye, everyone.
Thanks for listening.
Thank you for listening. Oh, my God, Hacks.
Quit copying me.
YouTube.com/OhMyGodHacks.net.
It's plain Elton John. Okay, bye, everyone.
When are you gonna come down? When are you going to land? I should have stayed on the phone. I should have listened to my own mind. You know you can't hold me forever. I didn't sign up with you.